The Falvey Library at Villanova University is unassuming and quiet. It's an ample room furnished with basic chairs and tables lit by enormous windows. But at one end of the library are signs of something unusual: a 10-foot-high chain-link fence with padlocked doors. Behind the fence stands a painting 12 feet by 18 feet and a multitude of tables filled with books, laptops, brushes, liquids in jars, rags, and so on. Then a few ladders and scaffolds. This is the restoration site of a neglected 17th-century canvas that has hung without ceremony in the library since it was donated to the university in 1950. The process of bringing Pietro da Cortona's painting, Triumph of David, back to life is in full swing now, but it wasn't an easy decision. The first step was to bring a team from the prestigious University of Delaware Art Conservation Department to take a look at it.
When I first saw the painting, I wasn't so sure about the condition. My first gut instinct was really, wow, this is a damaged painting. I'm not so sure about this.
That's lead conservator Kristin De Gataldi.
It was actually hanging up on the wall when I first saw it. We got right up on the scaffolding and did a number of tests, so small cleaning tests, to assess the condition of the original paint underneath.
Tiny samples and miniature chips, the size of a dot, were sent to Dr. Anthony LaGalante, science and chemistry professor at Villanova, and the principal scientist in the Da Cortona's restoration project.
To use advanced analytical techniques to look at individual pigment particles in the painting and identify them. So if Kristen wants to know exactly what this blue is, we can tell her. And so establishing the artist's working method, because he worked in layers. And so sometimes we can, you know, we see just sort of the surface layer, but that's really about 15 layers of paint go into making what we see as the surface, the combined reflection and absorption of light.
The tests reveal that under the varnishes and repainting done by overeager amateur restorers lay a true treasure. So the restoration project was launched.
There was sort of an aha moment. You know, lo and behold, there are these brilliant, beautiful colors underneath, and we should go ahead and pursue conserving this painting.
Faced with this rare opportunity, Professor LaGalante also wanted to use the painting as a living lab, a hands-on classroom, so to speak, to explore the many intersections of art, science, and new technology.
Early X-radiography and early infrared reflectography was pretty primitive, but now, actually, with advances in military technology, such as better infrared reflectography and infrared cameras for night vision, for warfare, conservators have taken this technology and now been able to point it at paintings.
The painting being slowly recovered came from Pietro da Cortona's workshop near Rome, where the painter and his many apprentices worked on huge canvases commissioned by wealthy families and the Catholic Church. Da Cortona's Triumph of David, painted around 1620, depicts a joyful biblical scene of the shepherd David delivering the head of Goliath to King Saul.
We get a sense of this movement, we get the sense of this dynamism, the dancing figures. You can almost hear this painting.
That's Villanova's art historian, Tim McCall. So how did this Baroque canvas end up in a Villanova University library? The story reads like a novel. There's love, death, greed, and the ravages of World War II. It starts in the late 1920s. When Alabama-born heiress Jenny Berry married a young Italian prince she met in Washington, D.C.'s diplomatic circles. She became Princess Eugenia de Rispoli.
She was about 40 years old. He was in his early 20s, had a name, but not a lot of money. With her money, they bought a castle where this painting had been.
Then the castle was bombarded during the Second World War Battle of Rome in 1944.
And U.S. troops were involved in the Battle for Rome at the Castle Nemi. It's supposed that some of this damage to the painting could have occurred during World War II. We have no way of knowing.
No one knows for sure how the artwork made it out of the castle and ended up in the U.S. But what's documented is that the princes met Villanova University's Father Falvi as he was raising funds for a new library and persuaded her it would be a good place for Pietro da Cortona's Triumph of David. So here we are back at the library, and I'm literally standing 5 inches from the painting with conservator Christine de Gataldi.
So what are you doing?
Right now, I am removing the discolored varnish and coating, and you can sort of see a difference.
The process will take approximately 2 years, and by now, almost half of the bottom part of the big canvas has been cleaned. The work is painstakingly slow, as scientists analyze each segment and seek the best techniques to unlock the secret the canvas holds. Again, science professor Anthony LaGalante.
And so if there's a way of imaging not based upon the color or the absorption of light, but imaging based upon how much a molecule weighs, then that's sort of a different way of imaging a painting.
Since it's a university library and not a museum, students and the public can watch, get near or behind the canvas, and talk to the conservators. There's not a lot of action, but there is excitement in the air, especially when a new detail, like a face, emerges, or when a bunch of unattached feet suddenly appear. There's a reason and a name for that surprise, says Christine de Gataldi.
We see lots of evidence of artist changes, original artist changes, and that's something that we call pentimenti. So when we first started, there were about 8 different feet down here in this group of figures, and you can still see some evidence of the pentimenti. But in fact, it's just those underlying paint layers are becoming more visible.
The team knows it can never bring da Cortona's Triumph of David completely back to its original glory, confesses da Gataldi. Still, this collective effort would leave behind an enormous sense of achievement and new scientific knowledge in the art of restoration. For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.